5 degrees in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 9:04. Metro Nashville is taking legal action against the state of Tennessee. Usually, city versus state lawsuits center on laws passed by the General Assembly. But this time, WPLN Cynthia Abrams reports it's about inmates and who houses them.
The city says it's been subsidizing the state by more than $5 million a year. That's because while people are awaiting trial, they are held in county jail. After sentencing, the state typically takes custody. But Metro Legal Director Wally Dietz says that's not always happening.
We have 10 cases where he has sentenced convicts to state custody. We are still housing those prisoners, and the state has not picked them up within the statutory time frame for them to pick them up.
Dietz wrote the governor late last year to try and avoid litigation, but says the issue was not resolved. The city is filing a separate claim to try and recoup the spending. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Tennessee experiences a natural disaster every 8 months on average. Federal disaster relief can take years to cover the cost of damage to homes and businesses. State relief is a lot faster, but there's now fewer dollars to cover the cost. The legislature cut the governor's proposed disaster relief budget by half. The Tennessee Lookout reports that money went instead to perks for airports. Senator Bill Watson of Chattanooga said the money helps bolster the state's effort to exercise more control over airport authority boards. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.com.